The Beginnings of Ballads. If it were not for the minstrels of early days and the old ballads that they sang, we would not have many stories of those times. There were no printed books then. The only history that the people who lived outside of castles and palaces knew was that which was told or sung to them by the wandering minstrels. During the Middle Ages, people wished that they might be able to travel so that they could see the beautiful and strange things in the world. But in those days, traveling was not the easy matter that it is today. There were no trains, no great sea-going ships, no airplanes, and no automobiles in which to ride. Then, too, bold robbers often lurked on the roads and in the woods, and even on the high seas, pirates made traveling very unsafe. There was, though, one person who could travel safely wherever he desired to go. This person was the traveling minstrel. A minstrel could walk unharmed from one end of Europe to the other. Instead of going to see the strange lands and people of the world, men and women, as well as boys and girls who lived in the wonderful castles and palaces of Europe, often had to be content with stories about faraway countries, which were told them by the minstrels. These minstrels were much respected by everyone, and wherever they went, they were sure to find a warm welcome. It is said that some of them belonged to the king's households, where they were given the best of food and lodging, the use of horses and servants, plenty of wax candles, and many other things then thought of as luxuries. These stories, many of them stories of adventure, were often told in song. Some songs were called ballads, and they were very similar to folk songs. These ballads were handed down from one person to another and retold in song for countless years. One special thing to be noticed about a ballad is that it always tells a complete story of some person or happening. After a minstrel had stayed in a castle for a while, telling of all the strange and interesting things of which he knew, he would travel on to another castle. Each ballad singer was apt to change the songs a little, or add a verse of his own making when he forgot one that he had learned from someone else. So, in many parts of England, we may still hear these quaint old ballads sung, and we'll find the same story told in different places in a slightly different way. Just as we often wish to repeat to our friends some news or some story which we've read or heard, so the lord of the castle would repeat the minstrel's ballad, or as much of it as he could remember, to his friends. This is another reason why the same ballad was not always sung in exactly the same way. The ballads were really handed down in a family or in a certain part of the country. One person learned them by hearing another person singing them, in the same way that folk songs were handed down. A ballad is often more valuable in telling about the customs and lives of the people who lived so long ago than many history books are. Some of the most famous ballads of England tells about kings and battles, but many of the favorite ones tell about Robin Hood and his merry men. Robin Hood, though usually thought of as an outlaw, was in reality a nobleman named Robert, Earl of Huntingdon. Owing to the misrule of the king and to the cruelty of other noblemen, Robert had been driven from his home. Many of the king's barons and others of his followers were so cruel to the poor and so dishonest in their dealings with each other, and even with the king himself, that some of the better noblemen left their fine homes to live in the forests, where they could lead a happier life. Of those who went to live in the green forest, no man was so well known or better loved than Robert, Earl of Huntingdon, who came to be known as Robin Hood. Robin Hood was a gallant gentleman, bold and brave, good-natured, generous to the poor and to those who were weak, but he was very apt to play pranks on sheriffs and wealthy men who had grown rich by being cruel to those who had little money. Robin Hood was so brave and just in his home in the forest that many other brave men soon joined him. Sometimes they were spoken of as bandits and outlaws, but no one who was honest ever needed to be afraid of them. Robin Hood's favorite dwelling place was in the woods, known as Sherwood Forest, which is not far from the English town of Nottingham. He and his men delighted in surprising travelers who were going through the forest. All of Robin Hood's men were famous for their skillful use of bows and arrows, which were the weapons of those days. It was not much use to try to escape, should Robin Hood and his band wish the traveler to stop. Women and children were also sure that they would be given good care and be taken to a place of safety if they chanced to meet any of Robin Hood's men. Now and then, Robin Hood would take money from a rich man who went through the forest, but it is said he never took it unless he was certain that the money had been obtained dishonestly. After giving their share of the money to his men, Robin Hood would be very likely to give his own share to the first poor man whom he met. There were said to be several hundred strong and fearless men among Robin Hood's forest followers. The Sheriff of Nottingham, who is mentioned in so many of the Robin Hood stories and ballads, was known as a selfish and cruel man. He always complained and was never generous to the needy or kind to the sick. He often hanged innocent people so that he might have all the gold or other riches left by his victims. Part of the beautiful Sherwood Forest, Robin Hood's favorite dwelling place, still stands in Nottinghamshire, England. Though Robin Hood and his merry men are no longer there, no one ever goes through the forest without thinking of the gallant hero, who did so much good by teaching the people the joy of spending much time out of doors and the pleasure of being kind to the poor. Robin Hood is said to have lived in the 12th and 13th centuries, about the time of the famous Crusades to Jerusalem, so the stories and ballads about him are very, very old. Had it not been for the minstrels and their ballads, many delightful stories of the days of old might have been lost, and we who live today would never have heard them. Minstrels were called by other names in other countries. In France, they were called troubadours. In Germany, they were called minnesingers. Some of these wandering singers became very famous. One of the most famous of them all was Adam de la Halle, who lived in the 13th century. Although he lived in France, he too had heard the tales of brave Robin Hood and told them often in song. One of his best songs, which came to be known all over Europe and which may still be heard there today, was called Robin's Mem, or Robin and Marian.